Vancouver Island kicks off its week with wild winds expected Monday, November 4th. Morning. Strong winds that may cause damage are expected in many parts of the island. Strong west winds of 70 km per hour gusting to 90 are expected across Greater Victoria, according to Environment and Climate Change Canada. A potent storm is bringing moderate to strong southeast winds to the Greater Victoria region this morning, the weather forecaster said in a wind warning updated November 4 around 5 a.m. These winds will shift to very strong westerlies later this morning. Winds will gradually ease tonight as the system moves to the east and weakens. Similar warnings are in effect in the Courtenay and Campbell River areas. Over East Vancouver Island, southeast winds 70 km per hour with gusts to 90 km per hour are expected this morning. Winds will become strong northwesterlies in the wake of the front this afternoon. For the inland Vancouver Island, some west to east oriented valleys will see strong westerly winds 70 km per hour with gusts to 90 km per hour later this morning. As the system moves to the east and weakens, winds will ease below warning criteria this afternoon. A special weather statement issued for the Duncan to Nanaimo region states West Vancouver Island, Inland Vancouver Island, portions of Highway 4, the Southern Gulf Islands, and East Vancouver Island should be alert for hazards. Impacts may include possible washouts near rivers, creeks, and culverts. Breaking tree branches and localized power outages are possible. BC Ferries has announced that weather conditions that cancelled sailings on the Comox-Powell River route this morning have improved. Service will resume starting with the 9:55 a.m. departures from the Comox side. Service on the Cortez, Quadra, Campbell River, Quadra and Denman, Hornby routes are all expected to resume at approximately the same time.